Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. You say, why is this the beginning of sorrows? Because it's going to get a whole lot worse after this. And look, you know, we think about if this were to happen during our lifetimes, you kind of wonder, am I going to survive the Great Tribulation and get raptured? I mean, quite honestly, we have to ask ourselves a question, are we going to survive the beginning of sorrows? Because that's going to be a time a lot of people are being killed as well. And I don't believe every Christian will be spared from being killed. I don't believe that. I believe there's going to be a lot of Christians that die during the beginning of sorrows. And you know what the best life insurance you can buy is? The best safety insurance or whatever? The best safety insurance is love and serve God. Because here's the reality. God needs you. God needs me. You say, why? Because God will not come down from heaven during the beginning of sorrows and preach the gospel to that person that randomly comes by the brook trying to just get water to survive. That's going to be your job if that happens. If that happens during our lifetime, that's our job. And look, it's going to be very random soul winning probably during the beginning of sorrows. So look, you can't use the excuse, well, somebody else will knock on their door. It's like, no, this is the opportunity for that person to get saved. And guess what? If you want God to protect you during that time period, the best way to be protected is serve God. And you know what? By and large, I think those that are serving God, God will protect. Why? Because He needs us. We need God, but make no mistake about it. When it comes to saving souls, God is not going to change His method. It's going to be the same during the end times, my friend. And God needs us. And here's the thing. When it comes to the two witnesses, and it comes to 144,000, that's happening towards the latter half. The two witnesses come midway through. So during that first 3.5 years, we don't have the two witnesses to help us. You're probably not going to have some internet ministry to reach thousands of people either during that time period. Why? Because people probably aren't going to be watching TV every day. It's going to be chaos around the world. It's going to require soul winners, every single person in the place they live, to rise up and to preach the gospel during the beginning of sorrows. Let's close in a word of prayer.